back in the United States now. Some Arab Americans say they're disappointed that the Department of Homeland Security collected census information about them. Those disappointed include Arab Americans who were encouraging people to cooperate with the census. And there's also some soul-searching among census officials who need people to trust them enough to be counted. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The Department of Homeland Security says it asked for the data in 2002 as part of a terrorist financing operation. The department says it wanted the information to figure out which airports to put up signs in Arabic to let travelers know the law on crossing borders with large amounts of cash. What it got from the Census Bureau was two sets of data. The first on cities with more than 1,000 Arab Americans. The other set of data was a detailed breakdown of Arab American populations, grouped by zip code and sorted by country of origin, for instance, Egypt, Lebanon, Iraq, and Morocco. Spokeswoman Christiana Halsey says the department never used that information. She says the data was discarded immediately.
It was too much information. We were looking for cities to put, airport signage up. You don't need the country of origin for signage.
Halsey says an overeager analyst requested the data breakdown. At the Census Bureau, Director Lewis Kincannon says the data was already public, available on the Bureau's website. Kincannon says the Bureau has a review process for requests of what it considers sensitive data and requests by law enforcement agencies. He said the Bureau did not consider Homeland Security's request to be in that category.
If it's publicly available information, it's just given to whoever inquires because it's already available. Therefore, we don't review that. Maybe we should.
4 years ago, the Census Bureau apologized to Japanese Americans for allowing its data to be used to round up Japanese Americans in World War II. What happened then is fueling the distrust many Americans are now feeling, even those who use the data. They simply don't believe the government when it says it didn't use the information. Samia El-Badri is a demographer in Austin, Texas, with her own research firm that focuses on Arab Americans. She and many others have tried to convince this community to participate in the census.
At this point, I'm willing to say that it would be very dangerous for Arab Americans to check the form and write in Arab American. I fear that these kinds of data are going to be misused.
Census Bureau Director Kincannon says if the public thinks what the Census Bureau did was wrong, it's time for public discussion. France, for instance, bans collection of data on race and ethnicity. America collects that data and does so by geographical area because that is what our society wants, he says.
On the other hand, we do not collect information about religion because after a public dialogue about that, it was decided that we should not collect information about religion in the census because it was sensitive and subject to misuse. So it's legitimate to have that dialogue.
He says that dialogue goes to the heart of how open American society should be. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.